Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry Bahamas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. So, Ting San Chris.
Yeah. It sounds proper clear. Proper clear.
All right, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Spencer, try to do them ones there. He tried coming with like 15 seconds countdown. You got me scared. I was folding.
Nah, you know what? Listen, bro. You know how we go, apple crumble and custard time, you know? You see that thing I sent you with me and the kids in the gym?
No, I didn't see it, actually. Anyway, without further ado, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, let me put on the dark shades, because you know, once the dark shades come on, you already know what time it is. Ladies and gentlemen, let me start the show in the magical words of dream it, believe it, but most of all, become it.
Coming up. Yep. Yeah, I mean, as we said, we're going to give you more regular installments of The Fight Is Right. Yeah, I mean, big up Daniel Grace, Philip Ansah. What's that?
Bumper Club Boxing. big up Bumper Club Boxing.
Joe Barrow. Steve Bailey, thank you guys for all jumping on. Yeah, dream it, believe it, become it. Remember to cocoa butter up your face.
Always, my man. Bro, when I start to see you doing that business, because you're not even letting your food digest before you come in the thing.
Turn, hey, what? I had some, let me just big up this man here, yeah? Because the man...
What, am I giving you money?
Tundi, the food that he eat, this man, after props his brother, Janshuk, he from Panas restaurant on Lehigh Road, this man donated 100,000 meals during COVID.
Did he say 100,000 million?
Meals.
Sorry.
If he donated 100,000 million, he has to sponsor The Fight Is Right, bro. Right?
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this man, he came out and he did his bits with the food, and Joella Lumley is she's like the patron of his thing, and the man that owns Cobra Bear, I've forgotten his name, so please forgive me. He is on their board of directors for their charity, and now the man's going out and he's doing a 6,000 mile walk to raise money. He's looking to raise a quarter of a mil. So I've got to just props him so much. Daniel Grace, that's beautiful. Matilda, his daughter, she's doing great. And shout out, cheered her up, no ends. Come on, you know what we do. You're our family, mate. You're our family. So, yeah, big up to Panas Restaurant. Simple fact, like, He met me the other day. We had a good chat in the boxing gym, and the man just brought me down my dinner. So I ate the dinner, but I ate too fast because I knew how to do the show. But it is what it is. But you got to finish off a good dinner with a bitter apple crumble, Tunde.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't know why Manny's phoning me live on air when I'm trying to phone him prior to the show. But you know these youngsters nowadays. what are you doing eating? What about? Can't you just eat off the camera? Why? Well, like, why do you have to eat on the camera? Because you do realize everybody can see you, right, Spence?
I don't business. You better listen. This is a family show. Nah, like, bro, the custard's not lumpy. I don't like lumpy custard. So skyline up, forget that one. I'm not in a lumpy custard business. I like the custard to be thick but smooth. It's very important.
But Spence, you're not supposed to be eating apple crumble and custard live on a show. Big up the menace. Bro, I don't know what's, please speak to this guy. I beg you, speak to this guy. He's always eating. That's right. Man, like he full well knows the show starts at 7:30, but he decides to start eating at 7:30.
You know what? It is what it is.
Before we go on with the show, I think we would be remiss if we were not to say rest in paradise, Mr. Benjamin Zappa. I think, how you say it? Zappadia?
Zappanaya.
Zappanaya, sorry. Rest in paradise, Mr. Benjamin Zappanaya. Someone I used to love listening to, spitting. One of the greatest, I don't know what to call him, lyricists, poets this country has ever had. He famously rejected the OBE and the MBE live on the Big Nasty Show. Remember that? Remember that, Spence? He said, no.
Yeah, you know what? He rejected, a few years prior to that, but get it. Where he was coming from, he said, obviously, they don't listen to my poetry or what my poetry stands for. But I have to respect him for that because enough of them have run and got the MBE, including my sister. So, and I'm not, I mean, like I said, if you don't need it, you don't need it. If you need it, go and take it. You know what I mean? Big up everyone who has had an OBE or MBE, like Mark Prince, CK Flash, my sister, Al Hamilton. You know what I mean? I got to big them up. I'm not going to take away from it, but I understand where they're coming from. But this is not a political show. The only thing politics we talk about is the Alphabet Boys and the mix-up soup. This is what we talk about, Tony.
Yeah. But rest in paradise, brother. Hope to see you there one day. All right, Spence, listen. It's been a... Oh, my son. Sorry, people. Joshy, I'm live on the show, bro. You always told me when I'm on the show. I'll phone you back after, yeah? All right, son. Love. Yeah, sorry, people. it's a live thing. Spence, don't you take this as an excuse or use this as an excuse to start eating again. I don't know what's about with this guy.
Listen, Tunde, if I don't eat, something's wrong.
All right. Let us start our talk this evening, a special show. It's been a big day for boxing in general, or the sport of boxing, with the announcement that PBC have signed a multi-year deal with Prime Video, Amazon. This is massive, Spence.
Tunde, Amazon's a big player, because I just want to show you this now, right? Simple fact of like how we're being controlled to watch what the Matrix wants us to watch. Because on my remote control, if you can look here, and on my remote control button, on my big 80-inch TV in the front room, like, it has Prime Video. We are programmed, right? Even listen, you got Disney Channel, Netflix, YouTube, right? So how much money must they be paying to television companies, right? Or manufacturers to have their thing on, right? Because everybody's got a smart TV where you can go, like, it's not like I'm looking on this app and I can see the zone where I can click on it. It's not like I can turn around and see HBO or all the rest of the Showtime. No, you can see Amazon Prime. That's serious, right? Shows are not even going to cinema anymore. They're going to Netflix, they're going to Amazon Prime, they're going straight to Disney. sorry, movies are. So sport was going to go that way. And I'm saying, like, when one of them gets on there in the boxing, it's game over. Right? We have to search for DAZN, right?
Yes, we got to search for it.
Let's call it as it is. We got to search for it. I mean, us as being boxing heads, I'm all for DAZN, right? But I cut it off certain months and turn it back on other months, right?
Yeah, just tight. Just leave the thing running. You're so tight.
Nope, nope. The Tundi. If we weren't doing watch-alongs, I'd get Fire Stick long time. I'm just wanting to
realize. Hold tight, Fire Stick boys.
Right? I'm just wanting to know that, right?
Fire Stick crew. Go ahead. Right. From what I've read just this today, in the UK, the number one streaming service is Amazon Prime. Then you have Disney, and then you have Netflix.
Bro.
So for us in the UK, again, it's going to be in our face. I think I read that Amazon have over 160 million subscribers.
Okay.
And therefore, it's going to be kind of hard to ignore such coverage. And yeah, I mean, I hear people saying, yeah, but how many of them are boxing fans? Well, they may not necessarily be boxing fans, but...
So they don't have to be boxing fans.
They don't have to be. Cover Spence. Right?
Plain and simple, they don't have to be. Because how it goes is this, is like, we as human beings, like, we like accessibility, right? Yes. And when it's in your face, like how it will be in your face, and you're going to say, well, I might just click on that. You're going to click on it. I might just buy it. And you know the prices in the UK ain't going to be the American prices. The prices in the UK are going to be far more cheaper than they are in America. Right? Mm. So this has got to be a good thing simply because we can watch Tank Davis and we won't have to go to that fight channel to buy it now. Right? Mm. We can go get Tank, who is one of the faces of boxing. I'm not going to say he's the face. He's one of the faces of boxing. But we can go get him now. So there's great fights that we are going to get to see, right, on something that is just there. And famously, Tundi, please reiterate what Garcia's dad said to you.
Danny Garcia's father, the Birdman, when we was in Philadelphia, obviously, we went to watch Kovalev versus, when I say we, I mean myself and Anthony Yard went to watch Kovalev versus Elder Alvarez. We drove down to Philadelphia and we was training in Danny Garcia's gym. Nice gym. It feels like a little roadman gym still, but it's got that feel to it. But his father said to him at the time, he said, so many people speak negatively about Al Haymon and PBC. But look at their fighters. They're all multimillionaires. That's the majority of the stars that you see on TV. They're very well paid. And so the guy can't be that bad. And now I guess I was speaking to a friend of mine today, and he was asking me, he was saying to me, will this big change affect fighters' purses as well? And I can only answer yes, Spence. You know,
Tundi,
if more eyes are on the screen, then that means fighters should be paid well. I mean, if you got the Misfit Boys paying influencers 50K and that kind of money for just exhibitions, you know. I'm saying that fighters should start getting paid some good money, Spence.
Mm-hmm.
Can you stop eating, please? I beg.
Done. Like checkmate 734 said, yeah, they're all eating well. So if they're eating, I've got to be eating. Simple as that.
Trust me. So, Mr. Al, we know DAZN got Akan Barak. So you might as well just come with the T and the S, or the S and the T.
Come on.
Level it up. We would gladly be your UK guys, because you need it. Because it's like these other guys are not giving us a look in, and we're not begging, but, you know, we're here, myself and Spencer Fearon. So plug, plug. Let's get that cracking. Spence, currently, currently you have top rank boxer and Queensbury are still lineal cable satellite.
Hello, Tun.
Yeah.
Hey, what's
your Sam Watson, it's Spencer Fearon.
Wow.
On the Fight Is Right. And my guy, Baba Tunde Ajayi, is here with me as well. We just want to, the news has just been out that PBC have now just done the deal with Amazon. How does the PBC team feel?
Man, Watson feels real good. I'm so happy that it's done.
Okay. So what does this mean for your fighters in your stable at this present moment now doing this tremendous deal?
Everybody going to fight. Everybody's going to get to fight and starting February, January, February. I can't wait. All the fighters back to fighting right now. We have a lot of fights last year. We have a lot of fights this year. We have a lot of fights every year. We start back. We didn't miss nothing. We didn't miss one beat.
Okay. Is there any chance of you doing a collaboration with what's going on in the world right now in Saudi Arabia with PBC?
We just worry about what we got right now. We have our own fights, so I don't know. I'm happy for that fight too. I'm happy for all fights, but we got some good fights coming up from real good fights coming up, Canelo. I mean, we got fights coming up. It's gonna be real nice this year. Okay, we are so looking forward to it. We just wanted to big you up. Us at The Fight Is Right.
And my co-host Tunde Ajayi, who's got the beast from the East, Anthony Yard, he says, listen, now that you guys have started, when you start your podcast, you need to call us.
The British boys.
I would definitely call you. I love you. You know I love you.
Yeah, I know. You've got love. I know.
We'll talk real soon, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Sam Watson, for blessing The Fight Is Right.
I'm at the airport right now. Okay, thank you.
All right. Big up, bro. Love.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come on, Spencer, the Black Book does it again. Nobody can test this show. There is not a podcast currently running in the world. Let me not small it off and just say the UK. But in the world, that can just pick up the phone randomly and speak to guys that usually, not even usually, how many times do you see Sam Watson on a podcast?
You never see him on a podcast.
Bro, I don't even know. Sam Watson, a lot of people for many years thought Sam Watson, here we go, this brother just eating like a madman. This brother's just eating like a... Cross banter, he says he can't hear us. I don't know what, but I don't know where you're listening from. You must be listening from Lekki in Nigeria. Bro, Spencer's telling me I sound crystal clear right now.
Trust me.
Yeah, Sam Watson is a guy that you can't get. And for many years, people actually thought Sam Watson was Al Haymon.
So, trust me.
to have him bless the show and really just share his excitement. And it was kind of interesting when you asked him the question as like, how do you see them, you know, merging with the Saudis? And his answer to that was like, well, we're just doing our thing. We're just doing our thing. And that's how you know they're a powerful outfit. And it's exciting times ahead. Carlos, thank you for the
1 second, turn out to get some water.
Yeah, the €5.99. So just a snapshot to appreciate the black book. We appreciate it, Spencer. Have a great one, gents. Thank you very much, sir. And thank you for the donation. Now, I don't know why Spencer has gone away, because, well, if he's not eating, he's washing plates. Bro, what's the matter with this guy? This guy. But what I was going to say is Top Rank Boxer and Queensbury are still on linear cable satellite, more traditional networks. And you have Matchroom, PBC, and Golden Boy Promotions are all now on streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that two of those three promoters worldwide will be on streaming platforms come 2024. So the biggest fights that will be available now, Spencer, will be on an app. Something that I remember people saying this is never going to happen.
Yeah, but it's different now. The world has changed. But the thing about it is this, I get it with DAZN, and I wish nothing but the best for DAZN, right?
Yeah.
I get it for all these other streaming platforms. But here lies the difference. If you are going to go on a streaming platform, go on the biggest.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. So what are you saying, that Amazon is bigger than DAZN? Yeah, it must be, right? Of course.
Don't be silly, Tundi. DAZN's not big. DAZN's not big, Tun. DAZN got big money behind it, but DAZN isn't big per se. But don't get too big.
Yeah. In terms of like subscribers.
Right, exactly. DAZN isn't big. Alfie Black, you are absolutely right. Box Nation was ahead of its time.
Yes, remember. Yeah, right. Frank Warren done that. Frank Warren was Box Nation.
Yeah, it was Box Nation. And
Urban Does said, can't hear. Let me take. Is anyone else having problems hearing us? Please let us know, because Urban Dub says he can't hear. I don't know if that was talking about Sam Watson's piece. Everyone else
all
seems
all to I care is like, yes. As long as Tundi heard it.
yeah. Visible ID says we can hear. No, we can hear. Sounds fine to Daniel Gates. Sounds great. Excellent. All
right,
cool.
Right.
Go ahead, Spence.
So I'm saying, like, if you're going on a platform, because I was saying ages, if Netflix was to do boxing, yeah?
Yes. Yes.
It's a problem, right?
Yes. But
Amazon Prime are bigger than Netflix.
You sure?
They're bigger than Netflix, son.
I think worldwide, I haven't got it in front of me, but I think I read that worldwide, Netflix may be number one.
Okay.
Who was number two? And I think Amazon was three. That's worldwide. Well, I don't know about the UK, but I may be wrong.
Well, if that is the case, sorry, it's man saying that I'm not crystal clear. Let me turn up my mic settings then. Let me turn up this mic off for you. Listen, man. Bop, bada.
Yep.
Is that better? Let me know. Is that better for me?
You don't sound... Well, now you're echoing. Have you got your phone on or something?
I'm echoing?
Yeah, you sound like you're echoing to me, Spence.
All right, cool. It's not echoing now. Just put on an echoing cancellation.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, go ahead, Spence.
Yeah.
So Tyrone Booth says Netflix, Disney... It's echoing. Netflix, Disney, and then Amazon Prime. So that's what I said.
One, still two, big. Three. It's so big. Because when, like I said, you go on my Sony remote control and they're on there and YouTube. So, right. The Matrix is program us where to go to watch our programs. And that is that, right. And so if you're in it, that is a massive thing to be in. Because earlier today when I spoke to Sam Watson, he goes, well, they announced it yet? They announced it. I didn't even know they announced it. I said, yeah, they've announced it. That's after me and you got off the phone when I was on the train coming back home. And so I said, yeah, come and jump on the show. I'll send you the link. Ah, oh, man, you know, I don't know all about that stuff. So he said, all right, cool. I said, just phone me. So when you get, just phone me. I said, all right, cool. No problem. Just to get you on there, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we can just cut that bit up and then away we go.
Okay. Let's maybe go back to that, but let's talk about the upcoming fight this weekend with the Dream, the real Devin Haney versus Rugu, Mr. Regis.
Ragaru,
Mr. Regis Progre. What a fight, Spencer, we have in store. Mm-hmm. And as I've tweeted earlier on today, no matter what anyone wants to say or think about Devin Haney, yeah, you could say he ain't got no chin. Yeah, you could say he lost against Lomachenko. Today we have a young man, 24, 25 years of age, taking on challenges, going overseas, not once, but twice, and beating the champion. Then coming back and fighting a guy that, regardless what anyone wants to say, no one ain't queuing up to fight Lomachenko.
Nobody.
Certainly when they got all the belts. Like, why would you want to fight Lomachenko and you got all the belts? So Devin has to be given all the credit in the world for, again, in my opinion, I told you, Spence, this fight here is a serious fight. This ain't no, oh yeah, let me just ease into the 140 division. He could well be fighting the number one of the division. And if you look at it, Progre is really undefeated in a lot of people's eyes. Because to this day, some people say that he didn't lose that Josh Taylor fight.
Many people don't say that. Many people thought, it could even have been a draw.
So, I mean, what's your breakdown? Come on, tell us.
Now, you know what? I haven't seen I tell you why it's a good thing for Devin in going into this fight, right? Because Devin's last fight was against Lomachenko. Now, regardless whether we think he won or he lost the fight, he went in there and he fought Lomachenko. It's only afterwards, after studious study of the fight, that I actually gave it to Devin Haney that he won the fight. Many people can disagree. That's your opinion to disagree. But I thought he actually won the fight. But what I am saying is, this is why I really do believe that when people think that this is a potential banana skin for Devin Haney, and I'm going to go against the grain to think that it is, because he prepared for a southpaw last time out, right? A southpaw that was being muted as being one of the all-time greats.
Yeah,
I remember having... Yeah, exactly. I remember having arguments with respected people in the game and they were singing their praises about how great Lomachenko was.
Yeah, man was saying he's better than Ali.
Come on, man. Bob Arum was saying that foolishness. But you know Bob Arum likes to bun weed at nighttime, so it's that, isn't it? It must be that. But when we look at that, he's prepared two camps now. So he's had back-to-back camps preparing for a southpaw. He's going to be all right, Tom. If I'm telling you, if Regis Progre was the other way around, right, then I would say, ooh, maybe, because, you know what I mean? Orthodox against orthodox, he's going to get hit with shots. But he's prepared studiously last time out against Lomachenko. And I believe in this fight, he's going to do exactly the same thing. And that's not me taking nothing away from Progre. Progre is an excellent fighter. But you ain't blessed the fighters, right, bro? So therefore, I'm keeping it 100. So therefore, also, I'm saying Devin Haney, and Tundi knows Bill Haney really well. There is no way that Devon's father, Bill, is going to say, all right, we're going to move up in weight, and nobody could fault you to move up in weight and then fight some little Billy man. But to move up in weight and fight probably the best 140 out there, that's saying something. And you're fighting him for a world title in your first fight at that weight division. All the credit in the world should be given to Devin Haney for him taking such a tumultuous leap. But I'm saying his dad wouldn't have put him in that fight if they didn't believe that he was going to win that fight.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyway, whether it was his dad or not, that somebody looking after you who has your best interests. Like, they're not taking a fight because they want you to lose. They obviously have supreme confidence. Yeah. I know they have supreme confidence in Devon. And that's why. But even still, there's no way they can be taking this fight lightly, because Poirier is a good fighter, Spence.
Tony's excellent.
Poirier is a good fighter. I see Sami Ali and Dirk Gambos keep on arguing, and I don't know what Sami Ali's got against PBC fighters. Sami Ali might be he might be Eddie or Franco. Well, Frank ain't got nothing against him, but I don't know. He seems to have this thing about when PBC fighters, when they run out of fighters or ideas, when they run out of ideas. I don't think they run out of ideas, and they're definitely gonna run out of fighters. It's just a business, and I think Dirk Gambos said the same thing. This is a cash and carry sport. If the people want the fight bad enough, the fights will happen. And we've seen that with Canelo and others. You know,
so Canelo's going to do record numbers his next fight.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yes.
He's going to do record numbers, right?
It was interesting because I'm hearing the first fight is going to be in March. Mm-hmm. Costa Zoo's son, Tim Tooze. And I don't know who that will be against. Maybe Jamal.
Costa Zoo's son fighting on it, yeah?
Yeah. Costa Zoo's son will be the first fight. That will be the inaugural fight. And that would be good if that were the case. But even March is even too late. January, but we got to wait January, whole of February. Come on, man. I think they said, is it 12 fights annually?
That's a fight.
That sound like a lot. That don't sound like a lot, Spence.
You say that it don't sound like a lot. But they haven't. It's not like the old days when they had everybody was signed to them, right? Yeah. Remember the old days? Every interview with every fighter, after they're thanking God, they're thanking Al Heyman.
Yeah. I want to thank Al. No, I think that was just Floyd, you know. Floyd is the man who made Al Heyman's name big. He's like, yeah, you know, me and Al. And then later on, everyone start big up Al. Danny Garcia and the rest of the crew started to big up Al. But it was Floyd that made Al's name big around here.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Checkmate, Spencer and Tindy, talk on Haney's power. That's honestly going to be a big factor. Hold on, let me see this. That's obviously going to be a big factor in this fight. If he can't keep Poirier off him, it'll be a long night. But the thing is, I think we're underestimating Devin's power and what it's going to be at 140. Because let me tell you something. Devin can crack. He can crack. Obviously, if he's weight drained, which he was, you saw that for the first and second fight with the Australian fight. What's his name again?
Kambosis.
He looked so weight drained. And then the Lemachenko fight, again, he had to work hard to do 135. But I feel, you can see it. He looks comfortable. It's still hard. You can see it because even at the thing the other day where he had the big coat on, like they're in, I don't know, somewhere like Arizona or Texas or something like that. And Devin's got his big coat on. So he's still going to make weight. It's not going to be easy, but he definitely is going to be stronger up at 140. And I feel that Devin could turn out being the puncher in this fight?
Well, Prograis noted that he can lick.
Yeah, he's really definitely got a left hand.
You see when he, broke up McKenna in Dubai.
Yeah, and that's a tough umbrae.
Yeah, he brought that up vicious too.
That is
Alexander Wilson, big up yourself. Thank you so much for the $5.
He says, over here in the USA, they are projecting Devin and Regis will sell 15,000 tickets in San Francisco. The venue had to open up a new section for it. I'm hearing this now estimated 19,000.
And you know what?
If that's the case, Haney's a star.
That's good goings because in America, they've got so many other things to be distracted by. So that's good goings for them. Well done. Well done. I'm looking forward to the fight. I'm Tyron so looking Booth, forward to the fight.
I agree. Don't be surprised if Haney stops Progrey. I'm telling you. Devin, I would love to have been in them training sessions in the build-up to this fight and just find out and see how Devin is looking. But from it, he looks just big to me. He looks he looks massive. When he's rehydrated at 140, oh, I want to see how big is he. Bigger than he looks bigger than Progrey.
Double, son. That's what we're looking at.
So yeah. Yeah, so 19,000. That's what I said, Dirtgan. 19,000. But I think what my guy was saying is that it was a 15,000 seater originally, and they've had to upgrade it and open up different sections. But yeah, it's gonna be a great fight, Spence. But that's really, I mean, this is just a quick live. 200 people with us. Tell us your final thoughts on this fight. Who you see winning and how you see them winning. So first off, who do you see winning this fight on Saturday night?
I see Devin Haney winning.
Yep.
I see Devin Haney winning, but I can also see him getting hurt in this fight. You know what I mean? I could see him getting hurt in this fight. But I see Devin Haney winning. I could say late stoppage, but I'm not going to say late stoppage. I'm going to say Devin Haney on points, and it's going to go something like 116, 112 across the board. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I love when you give them predictions, 160, 112, because they're usually spot on.
That's what I'm saying.
Is there anyone here on Lab that wants to come on and discuss the move today? Because we've only been on for like, I don't know, 35 minutes. We wasn't intending to be on it longer. But if there's anyone that wants to come on and give their take on today's landmark move by PBC, slide on. Slide in. If anyone wants to talk about the fight and how they see that going, or if you have any questions for myself and the Knowledge Fearon, I'm sure Spencer can give us another 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Up to Spencer. So the links up there.
Most definitely I can. So we'll see.
Well, the link, I've just posted it. Manny is not here today to give us the
background stuff.
I don't know where Manny is. Manny's chatting about it's a live show. Yeah, I know it's a live show. I'm saying, where are you? But he's somewhere. He's probably doing a shoot somewhere, to be fair. This was a very last minute thing. I guess we've spoken about the main issue, which is this is massive, Spence. It's massive. And it makes me laugh because people was going to like PBC wouldn't have a home to go to. And Al Haymon just kept quiet. And now, with this announcement, I'm absolutely sure that it's going to have big effects and ramifications on the sport of boxing. For the better, I would say. Sammy, I know you're a youth that don't want to show your face, but press the link. Press the link. Just tell us. You don't need to put your camera on. But I think the fight is right. We'd like to hear your voice as well.
You probably listen.
Go on.
Yeah, I know. Silvestro was saying like, well, Amazon have no experience in this business. They don't need to. PBC have the experience of putting on shows. PBC have their own production company. PBC have everything that needs to be done. And all they've got to do is just pass it on to these people for them to broadcast it. Because they've got everything done in-house out there. So they're all right. They're good. Mm. I mean, they're good. And they're good to go to.
So they got the Jeff Bezos money behind them.
I'm telling you. Can't play with that money, too. That money's serious, bro.
All right. So what else then? Because it's like everyone's scared to come on and jump on and give an opinion.
You know what? This was only going to be a quick one. We were speaking every day. We just jump on for a little 30 minutes and bop, and all the rest of it. We don't have to do like, remember when ITV first come out and started to do late night shows? Into the night. And they used to, show Prisoner Cell Block H.
Cell Block H is a serious movie.
That was at college. That was a big boy show.
Not movie. It's a series. Who's this? AA has decided to, maybe it's AA. I'm not too sure, but welcome to the show, Mr. or Mrs. AA.
It's a Mr. Thank you.
Big up. It's not AAV develops. It's just AA, yeah?
No. My name's Aldo. Like
Aldo. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Tunde and Uncle Spencer. Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on. Good. What have you got to lace us with this evening? What are you saying?
So there's two things really I want to talk on. One of them is the Haney versus Progress fight that's coming up.
Can you turn your volume up a little bit, or is it me?
Oh yes.
No, it's his. He needs to turn his volume up.
Yeah, just.
Is it closer to your mic? Is it better?
Yeah, it's a little better. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, so I was gonna talk on that about the fight. You know, there was that fight that David Haney fought with. Was it Linares? And he got
and he got wobbled.
Yes. He got wobbled real bad, and Progress is known for having quite good hands, you know, slightly heavy hands. So I'm just thinking that if he comes across those punches, will he be able to survive, especially at a higher weight class?
Spence, you want to answer that?
I believe that he will be able to survive at a higher weight class because I think your punch resistance goes. I'm only speaking from experience. Well, you got to cut weight in the way that they were cutting weight or he was cutting weight. Well, you've got to cut weight like that. I believe that he will be stronger at 140. I think those final few pounds were very, very difficult for him. It's still going to be hard for him, but I don't think it's going to be as hard because it's 5 pounds. And like half a pound when you're trying to cut weight is massive. So for him to do that, I believe that he's going to be okay for this. That's what I think.
Another thing is that, I mean, let's all remember that this is boxing. Like, the intention is to punch the other guy in the head. Like, even Floyd Mayweather got rocked. Mm-hmm. If you really study Floyd Mayweather, go back and watch an early fight. He got touched. His legs went all over the place. And it was the same kind of thing. People were saying he ain't got a chin. But the fact is that there is no professional today that hasn't had to take a big shot. The more is, can you recover from it? Can you, you know, Devin admittedly said that that's the first time anyone's ever buzzed him, ever. And, you know, he went back to the corner and he dealt with it.
Mm.
He went back to the corner, he dealt with it. And again, Spencer made a great point that it's weight. Weight has a factor, a massive factor on your resistance. We saw it the other night with Jordan Gill moving up. Those extra 4 pounds, he looked like a different fighter, Spence.
Trust me.
And Mr. AA, who's disappeared. And regardless of what you feel about Condon, whether, you know, his resistance might have gone, what was most notable for me was how stronger Jordan Gill looked with the extra 4 pounds on him. So yeah, weight does carry a big significance when dealing with resistance.
Yep. Well, I hope that answered the brother's question anyway.
Boxing I Hub says we would have jumped on, but can't today. Hopefully next time, no problem, my man. Carlos says weight and dehydration and hydration also affects stamina and punch resistance. More or less what I said. AA has returned. Mr. AA? I don't know why I'm echoing. Am I echoing to you, Spence?
Yep, you are.
Maybe AA has got his phone near.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, cool. All right, sorry, I have to switch my networks because of so I can get better reception. One last question I had for you specifically, Sunday, please. So, let's say
we've lost him,
Mr. AA. You're gone again. You're not using Lycra Mobile, are you?
He is, you know, man.
You know them little. You know, just love use Lycra Mobile. Oh my goodness gracious me! Oh, then what's the other one? There's Lycra, and there's a next one. There's a next one. Oh man, I forgot the name. I don't know. Anyway, Ishmael. Nah, bro, I ain't blocked him, fam. Or the Uber. Yeah, Libra. That's the one. That is the one, Smitty. If you got your little Libra, your Libra.
Box it, I'm taking liberties.
Bearman's got Lycra, though. I know Bearman, sorry. A lot of people do have Lycra Mobile. Man's using his burner phone. Anyway, Ishmael Ahmed said, Simon Jordan said the same thing.
So he's not working. Just lock him off, bro.
I told you. AA, you still there?
He's not there, man. We got to take him off.
AA, I'll put on the link in again. Try and sort out your Libra or Libra, however you pronounce it, network. But yeah. It was very, very interesting to see Simon Jordan now having had a sit down with Mr. Conor Benn, that his kind of thoughts and his opinions have changed.
Yeah.
So I found that very interesting.
Ishmael Ahmed said, Simon Jordan has said the same thing you thought about Conor Benn, Tunde. What was the thing that you thought, Tunde?
Well, I said on Sunday's show that I'm going to be honest. I'm neutral with what, it's not even neutral. I'm uninformed with the ins and outs of this particular case. But I said, when I sat in front of Conor Benn, the energy that I got from Conor was not one of guilt.
Okay.
It was one of, and again, don't come shoot the messenger, everybody, and start coming with facts. Because I'm just talking about what I felt. And I'm saying that it wasn't one of guilt. It was one of, how comes I have to, why is almost God testing me this way? That's what it was. That was the vibe. And I was like, well, God, they said, you know, the toughest, strongest soldiers are going to get tested the most. So it was interesting for me to hear, the controversial Simon Jordan now, really, it's almost backpedaling.
It's very much true.
I need to watch the whole interview because, again, it was just a snippet that I saw. Sometimes, you make this assumption off a base of a snippet. And as Air Force says, I need to see this whole interview, and me too. So yeah, but it's very, very interesting. Conor Benn and Boots and Innes need to scrap. I would not like to see Conor take that fight right now, but Conor's a warrior. He's calling for it. And so why not? Don't see that anyone else is rushing up to fight Boots.
Hello?
What's happening, Sven?
What are you saying, Connor? I just want to big you up, yeah, because Tundi just mentioned your name. So I'm not even dragging you into no interview or that. But I just think it's nice that Simon Jordan reiterated what Tundi said about you on his show today.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
No, I appreciate that. I haven't seen it.
Okay. Okay.
Connor, I was just telling him that I don't know the ins and outs of the case, yeah, and it's not for me to judge or be judgmental, but the young man, the person, yourself, who I spoke to, the energy what I got was not one of guilt. It was one of, why am I being tested? And I can only talk what I feel. And I never sensed no guilt when me and you were sitting down in the gym talking. And so when I heard Simon Jordan talking like that, I said, there you go. I said it. You understand? So I'm happy that you had time to sit down and speak with him and really in private and talk your talk. So I know there's still legal things which you can't talk about, but, you know, me, I can't talk for no one else, but I'm supporting you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And lastly, just like I said, I don't think you should have posted that video of you doing the pad work with Tony because you look too sharp. And I think that may have scared off Chris Eubanks Jr.
Who knows? We'll soon find out.
All right, bro.
Big up, Con.
Thanks for blessing the show, Connor. Big up, yeah? Love.
Yeah, love. Connor Ben, live. The black book is running good today. It's hot. So I'm saying, sometimes we want to come off. Sometimes it's just best we just carry on talking because you never know who's going to pop on the show. I know Connor may not have wanted to come on the show, but we just sometimes just got to tell him where it is. And for me,
bro, end of the day, he can't, him and his dad cannot blank the fighters, right? Simply because we've backed them, man, when nobody was backing them. And that's not, you know what I mean? When nobody was backing them. And I just, like I said, I just want to see the youth fight. So I just want to see if I do want to see him and that. Yes, thank you, M.A. Khan. Thank you so much.
Again, this is what I'm trying to say. We've opened a can of worms. Ben has provided...
Open a can of worms, but give me the £10.
You're a roadman. You are a proper roadman. Ben has provided zero evidence and is using jurisdiction argument to stop an investigation. Ben isn't innocent, trust me. I can't say too much, but let's just say a certain doctor was instrumental. M.A. Khan, that is very defamatory. And we can't trust you because we don't know you. Bro, thank you for the money, but that's like me saying, trust me. I'm saying, trust me.
And, exactly. And to these Nigerians. Doctors,
you're a joker. And Khan, although I'm not, again, rubbishing your comment or definitely your contribution, I don't know that people can be influenced both ways. Both ways, you know. How many times, Spencer, you just, you're supposed to have a little fight, but things ain't going right. You just get your doctor to sign you off. Them little movements. So, you know, I mean, listen. It is one of those cases, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. The lawyers and everyone else, hopefully, will get all of this sorted because we as boxing fans, we just want to see a good fight. And I'm sure Conor just wants to get on with his career. I do believe, regardless, that he will fight. Whether Eubanks is in the opposite corner or not, the dates I'm hearing is February the 3rd. So let's hope.
If that is the case on February the 3rd, Eddie Earnshaw and mash up Sky because Dan Aziz and Joshua Buatsi.
Oh, wow. Real.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes. That day. And listen, I would be remiss if I did not talk about December the 10th, Sunday. Sunday, the day after Devin Haney, the gentleman, Mr. Chris Billum Smith. He's in a good fight, Spence.
Tundi.
He's in a good fight, mate. I'm just getting up the details here. But Chris Billum Smith is fighting in his beloved, I think it's Bournemouth. Not the Vitality Stadium this time. Or maybe I'm. Maybe it is. Where is it, Spence? Come on.
I don't know. Bournemouth is Bournemouth. What I do know is that that's not an easy fight for him, but I can see Billy Smith still coming out victorious because he's fighting on his home patch. I think him being on his home, listen, nobody thought he's going to beat Lawrence Okolie. I'm telling you this now. I didn't think that. I thought that he was going to, I thought Lawrence Okolie, if Billy Smith was to win, he was going to go points and get bumped. But I didn't think that he would dominate Lawrence Okolie like that, drop him and
knock him down twice
and all that kind of stuff. And like, so his fight now that he's got coming up now ain't no easy fight. But
Masternek is
serious, bro.
Yep. I was with Andy Scott in the Sky Studios on Tuesday. And Andy Scott was really reiterating what you're saying, that this is not going to be an easy fight. He doesn't see it as an easy fight.
It's not an easy fight, too.
But as you said, I personally said that Chris Billy Smith is riding a wave at the moment. You know, fantastic win against Lawrence Okolie. Lead left hook in Lawrence's russ. Bro, he got the lead left hook in his russ. And Lawrence was on the sea of his pants and then dropping him again, I believe, in the 10th round. Lawrence
got enough time, Fundy.
Lawrence got points deducted.
I can't remember how many times he dropped him. But I think this is an excellent fight. And I think it's good that they're putting a fight on a Sunday. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. I think PBC that is that thing as well.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing that they're putting a fight on a Sunday. I don't know the time that's coming on Sunday. Let me find out the times that the thing is going on to.
Let's talk about the bill though. Obviously, we've already spoken about the top of the bill. Chris Billam Smith fighting, I can never say it, Masaris Masternek.
Masternek.
Masternek, yes. I don't know if it's the co-main, but we see the return of Michael McKinson fighting Musa Lawson. Also on the bill is Lee Cutler. And the return of the showman, Mr. Dragon Ball Z himself, young Ben Whitaker. Spence, what's your take on Ben? How are you finding it? I wish he was more active, but, you know, injury and what have you. But what's your take on Ben Whitaker?
These things happen in boxing terms. I rate Ben Whitaker simply because I remember when I was speaking to the guys on the American boxing team and they was boosting up Ben hard. And this is about 3-4 years ago. Saying, that guy, Ben Whitaker, is a very, very good fighter. And Ben Whitaker was a guy that was holding up the flag because he used to brock up everybody. Like, he'd even, like, he was a light heavyweight. He'd box cruiserweights and brought them up to him. So, you know what I mean? We got to give all the credit in the world to him, you know?
I mean, when asked the question, I said, you know, Ben was a bit like Marmite. You know, I must admittedly, when he first come in, like the first two fights, that style, I'm like, bro, you need to take this thing serious. But Adam Azim told me quite clearly, or said quite clearly, that he's always been like this. Even when he was fighting the top Russians and Cubans and stuff like that, he'll be busting moves and stuff like that. So it ain't no put on. All of a sudden, he's always had that air of confidence, and you just said it right there. He's just being himself, and it's going to be a good journey, an incredible journey. So we look forward to the return of Ben Whitaker. Also on the card is Lauren Price.
Okay.
I think she calls herself the lucky one. I'm sure that's what she calls herself, the lucky one.
I don't know why, because she created her own luck. Here's a
girl. When you need to deep the story, Spence, because I think she was taken in by her grandmother and her grandfather very early on. And I remember her grandmother was saying that she wants to be a footballer, a rugby player.
She done all of those things, all
an Olympic medalist, and you know, and she's done all them within a.
She's done all that. So I hear that. That wasn't because of luck, and that's because of hard frigging work.
Okay, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of people that work hard and then they don't achieve the success of others.
I totally agree, but with somebody who works like she works, she does work hard. I've seen the girl train as well. She don't play ton. You know what I mean, she's a real one. She's a real one.
Okay.
And I wish her all the best. I wish her all of the best, son. She's a nice girl as well.
You know what I mean? Come on. Yeah, come on. Mick Hennessy's daughter, Francesca.
Is she on the bill?
She's on the bill as well. I know.
Nah, she can fight, you know.
Bradley Skeet trains her, so be good to see her back out having a second professional fight, I believe. And then finally, Lewis Edmondson. Look, I know that name. Is it? He's a light everywhere, isn't it? Isn't that Billy Joe Saunders, boy?
Sorry, 1 second, Ton. Yo, Dan. Yeah, just live on the show. We just had a quick one. We just jumped on. Sorry, this is Dan Miller from Boxer, who's, well, I don't even know your correct title, because I know you do a lot with the celebrities and all the rest of it. What's your correct title at Boxer?
Jinal.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Now we're on the show. I want to know the running order for Sunday's fight, bro.
So CBS obviously main event. I'm pretty sure Ben Whitaker will be co-main.
Okay.
So yeah, but don't quote me on that. I'd say Lauren Price would probably be before McKinson's fighting as well.
Who's McKinson got? Who's McKinson got?
1 second.
He's got some village man from Ghana.
Okay.
When you hear the name Lawson, you know they come from either Ghana or Nigeria. That name, I don't know where it is. We just love that surname.
Okay, so then yeah, so and then who else is on the show, mate?
Lauren Price is fighting. Lee Cutler's fighting as well.
Okay.
And Ben Whitaker.
Right.
Lewis Edmondson, is he the light heavyweight guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now he's good, you know. Oh, yeah, he boxes a bit like Carl Froch.
I have heard that there is a potential matchup between Ben Whitaker and Lewis Edmondson.
Yeah.
That's in the pipeline. Would that be good to have them two on the same card, obviously, and maybe build something for the next fight? That'd be good.
Yes, it 100%.
Well, it's an excellent show. Why should people tune in this Sunday? What time is it going out on Sunday on Sky?
It'll go live on Sky at 7:30.
Okay. And why should people tune in? Because I'm tuning in anyway, because we are beloved boxing fans.
I might as well do a watch along, Spence, for the main event.
Don't be silly. We're doing that anyway. It's cash.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing a watch along. So why should people tune in, Dan?
Listen, because obviously with Ben Whitaker, he's back. He's had a little injury. He's gonna put on a big performance.
Okay.
Always does. And then obviously with Chris Billum Smith as well. He wins this fight, and you know what could be happening after that. Do you know what I mean? Riyad Paul's there. Lawrence Okoye is there. That's what I'm saying. So.
And Anthony Yard is there as well. So don't try, but we're coming up to that weight to dominate that as well.
What's that? One thing at a time.
No, Mastodex is a serious contender.
Serious fighter. So, listen, I don't think he'll have it all his own way. It's a good fight.
Yeah. And I totally agree with you, bruv. So, Dan, I know I've just dragged you out of the kitchen. You know what I mean? Could you clean up the dishes before Laura just claps you up? So... I'm going to wish you a pleasant one. Thank you for joining us on the show. We just wanted to know the rundown. So big up yourself here, Dan. Love.
Yeah, wicked.
All right, mate. Cool.
Thanks,
cool.
Dan. Thank you very much, my man. Yeah.
Totally. Well, that is the hour.
Is the hour. Yep. We've been here for an hour. We've given people something to discuss or think about. Definitely. Richard Riapo is definitely dangerous. Don't worry about that. And he's hungry. Rich is hungry. Rich is looking for all the smoke. So that's the bill. Sunday the 10th of December at the Bournemouth International Centre, Bournemouth, Dorset, live on Sky Sports. The promoter is Mr. Benjamin Shalom, and the matchmaker is Kevin Campion and Al Siesta. Ladies and gentlemen, let us end the show in exactly the same way we started it. Thank you all for joining us. Yeah, the hour of power. Old Tight Rob Mayer. Bro, I'm still thinking about your comments.
All right, shut up, man, and close the show, man. I want to go to my bed.
All right. Sorry. You want your food to digest now. All right, cool. Say nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me end the show in the exact words we started them. Dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on up. Peace, two fingers. We out. Salute.
Sports Social Podcast Network.